Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. From the Jordy Collada Show. Jordy Collada. Jordy, thanks so much for joining us, bud.
Mike D, good to be with you, man. Thanks for having me.
Jordy, almost the same time last year, I remember we had you on. We were talking about LSU football and said, well, not sure about who's going to be the starting quarterback. Man, offensive line, big question marks there. Not sure about the tight end position. Secondary, wide open, all across the board. And look how quickly Brian Kelly, and this is what happens now when you make a coaching change. You see a mass exodus of guys leaving, people that were committed, they decommit, go somewhere else. Brian Kelly has really quietly done a really good job of retooling this team along the offensive line, defensive line. Now, we know who the starting quarterback is in Jaden Daniels, but you do have a competent guy here with Nussmeier. The big question mark again is in the secondary, but how different it is for us to talk today about the strengths and weaknesses on LSU's team than basically just a year ago.
Mike, it's night and day. I mean, you mentioned it from the turnover that he was experiencing when he got here a year ago and what he had to do. Remember, at this time last year, they were moving the spring dates back because they didn't have enough guys. I mean, they couldn't get out there and practice. And, you know, to walk out there now and see guys that are at positions like offensive line, like you mentioned, and some of the depth that they'll be rotating in that area, you know, running back is a position that's missing a lot of guys right now, like Armani Goodwin, who's out, Josh Williams has been out, but I mean, incredible to see the experience that Trey Holly is getting here early on, a freshman who is out of North Louisiana. And, you know, really when everybody is intact, Caleb Jackson will be a part of that class. And, you know, hopefully at some point they can get John Emery back. But Armani Goodwin and Josh Williams, I mean, that was a position that was really a concern that now has numbers, you know, I mean, what we were talking about last season. So the offensive line to me is an incredible example of, you know, what you know, high-end recruiting and the transfer portal really give you an opportunity to go out there and take advantage of. A guy like Miles Frazier, who, you know, played a ton of ball last season, will have a chance to play this year, to you know, high-end recruits like Emory Jones and Will Campbell, even Lance Hurd coming in this season, of how you can just turn that group and unit around in 1 year.
I think, again, point back to an area that used to be the strength of LSU, cornerback. And yeah. Brian said something interesting the final press conference about that, you know what, I want to play young players. I want to go with that young guy in the secondary at cornerback, and we may take our lumps, but that's where I'm going to go. And I think he's telling you without telling you, these freshmen or redshirt freshmen or sophomore, they're going to get a chance to start. And Harris, too, bringing him from A&M.
Yeah, without question. I think he's looking at a lot of the youth at those spots, and he's saying, you better be ready because, you know, they're coming to you. I think Denver Harris, without question, he'll be a plug-and-play guy, Mike. I think he'll be day one, game one. You know, he'll be out there and he'll be ready to go. You know, I mean, they brought in J.K. Johnson from yep. Ohio State as well, a big, rangy, long guy that can play, you know, kind of that new age LSU cornerback that we've seen here over the last couple of years. That's, you know, a little bit bigger than maybe the prototype that DBU has had come through here over the last couple of years. But, you know, look, there's some young guys that are going to have an opportunity. There's some new faces that'll be coming in. You know, we've seen, big
the kid
big
from Syracuse.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not here yet.
He's not here yet. Okay, I was going to ask you if he was there.
He's not here yet, and he's a guy that, look, he's played a ton of snaps.
Yes, he has.
He has played a lot of football. He was a freshman All-American. He was a guy that, you know, came in with, a lot of accolades and really performed there. That was a kind of an under the radar, really big pickup for LSU.
When you look at it now, to flip it now to women's basketball, Jordy, yeah. I'll be honest with you. That's not a lot of, you know, I say before this, interest in women's basketball. So Hebert and I, we doing one of the final shows in Mississippi at the Silver Slipper. And LSU's playing a Monday night game. And we got people now starting around us because we're on a little stage. Man, they all are, hey, put that game on LSU's women's basketball. Jordy, I didn't think I'd live long enough to hear it. But what Kim Mulkey has done has been truly remarkable for someone who came in, certainly the most accomplished LSU coach ever to walk into those halls. And what she's done to change people's attitude. And they got a lot of peeping eyes watching LSU women's basketball. There's much more interest in women's basketball than there is in men's basketball today.
Oh, it's not even close, Mike. I was a part of the crew that was there on Sunday night. And, you know, let me tell you, that atmosphere was intimidating. That was a home court advantage. We were there earlier this season. And, you know, the amount of momentum that she has been able to build here very early on in just 2 years, it's something that only I can relate. Mike, you've been covering it longer than me, but I've been around for the last 20-25 years. It only reminds me of Saban, you know, who came in here with kind of this attitude of, I'm not taking no for an answer.
Yep.
I'm not listening to the old excuses. I'm not listening to this is the way that we've always done it type stuff. We're changing the culture. We're changing the way that we think. And that's what Mulkey has really done to the program. She's done it to the fan base. She's done it to the administration, you know, to be quite honest. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people up there that would, you know, would just say, no, we can't do that. And, you know, nobody would really push back and it would just kind of go on to the next day. And, you know, she doesn't allow that. She does not stand for it. She doesn't do it with her, you know, with her fan base, with her ticket buyers. She doesn't do it with her players. She doesn't do it with her coaches. And she doesn't do it with her bosses, quite frankly. So, you know, I mean, she has created, you know, some momentum here that, Mike, I expect them to be playing for a national title here. Possibly this season they could sneak in, but really from the way that she's recruiting, she's got the number one player in the country coming in, and Michaela Williams, who's out of North Louisiana. She's got the number one big in the country out of Nashville, Tennessee, and Del Rosario coming in. I mean, she's got the number one recruiting class. You know, to go back with, you know, Angel Reese coming back for another season. It's just that there is a ton of buzz around Baton Rouge and dealing with LSU women's basketball. I mean, it's one of the toughest tickets out there now. You know, I mean, she was urging everybody to buy season tickets, talking about Coach Mulkey early on. And if you miss the train, it's a tough ticket right now. And, you know, they're only getting better.
Jordy, if any concern, and it's not about him as a coach, but, man, you got to have talent. It's what's happening in men's basketball with Matt McMahon and what we're seeing across the SEC. You know, Alabama, man, has become a powerhouse, and they were a good, really good team. Now they've become a powerhouse team. We see Tennessee and that run they've made. Texas A&M, a really good basketball program there now. Man, and Kentucky is Kentucky. Now, again, Kyle Perry got not, but, you know, I think he's always going to be that high school guy. I'm going after the best high school players in the country. Y'all can go run after the transfer portal guys. I'm going to go after the top high school kids. That Matt, man, he's got a big mountain to climb here. And I think he's a really good coach. But, man, you could see they couldn't score for shucks this year. Now, their defense was pretty good, but offensively, just not being able to score.
One of the most daunting tasks I can recall for a head coach in the just the challenge that he has taken on, Mike, you know, when we talk about Matt McMahon. I totally agree with you. I think he's a fantastic basketball coach. I don't think that can be debated. But he's in a nearly impossible situation. You know, you mentioned what's going on around the league in Tennessee and, you know, Arkansas and a part of the Sweet 16 and of course, Alabama, who's the number one seed. Who's the number one seed? You had Kentucky get into the tournament. You had eight teams get in, right? I mean, and these teams and programs are not getting any worse. I mean, you add Chris Beard to Ole Miss. You know, that program is only going to improve with the type of coach that he is and the way that he's going to recruit. You know,
and look, Auburn.
Absolutely, with Bruce Pearl. And look, Mike, you know this, a lot of resources over here in Baton Rouge from an NIL standpoint. You know, the top 75% of the resources are going to go to football. And, you know, Mulkey and Jay Johnson are really fighting for what's left. There's not a lot that's being pledged towards men's basketball. There's not a lot of attention that really, you know, men's basketball is soaking up. You know this better than anybody. The state of Louisiana, I mean, if you're a true basketball player at 14, 15, 16, odds are you're probably going to be a defensive end or a wide receiver.
That's,
you know, before you can become a basketball recruit. So it's just, it's a tough place to recruit. And oh, by the way, throw on top that Will Wade just got hired at McNeese. I mean, you know the type of parade that he's going to be you know, bringing everywhere he goes. He's going to be in high school gyms. He's going to be in media. He's going to be on radio shows. And, you know, it's just I think Matt McMahon's a fantastic guy. I think he's an excellent basketball coach. I think he's sitting in a position that's nearly impossible to succeed in.
Yeah, we had Will on the day he took the job at McNeese, and he was like, I was like, Coach, what about the high school ranks? Mike, I'm not worried about the high school ranks right now. He said, man, I'm going junior college. I'm going transfer portal. We're going to win the Southland Conference, you know, this coming season. Man, and one thing with Will, he doesn't have a lack of confidence in what he can do. And, man, he's done it. And, listen, you got to give him credit.
Absolutely.
And you can criticize all you want. He's made it happen. As advertised, LSU baseball. Because, Jordy, you and I have done this long enough. Sometimes all this hype about something doesn't come to reality. But you watch LSU baseball, I mean, it is something to see. And this week's weekend series, I think, emphasized it Friday. Paul Skeens, unbelievable. Anything up in the air, man, it wasn't going anywhere. It was a pop fly. And then you had a weird game Saturday where you left people, a ton of people on base, but you were still able to win. Then you had a lead going into the eighth inning where you could have swept A&M. It didn't happen. They came back and made it happen. But then you look on the scorecard and you see Tennessee loses every game, Ole Miss every game. So, man, to win two or three, now for fans, you know, they want the sweep, okay? They win all three. But that's not reality because there are so many baseball games. I had a scouting friend of mine who does baseball scouting, Major League Baseball, tell me this when they hired Jay. He said, Mike, I'm going to tell you something. He is going to become the Steve Spurrier of college baseball. It's an exciting brand of baseball. They're going to score a ton of runs. He said, now he's going to have to upgrade the pitching, but I think that he is the perfect fit for LSU, and he can recruit like very few guys can. And I think just like the excitement of that, you know, fun and gun offense out in Gainesville when Spurrier was there, you're going to have it in Baton Rouge with Jay.
It's here, Mike. You know, I mean, you mentioned the hype. It was an incredible offseason of hearing the hype. you know, when you've covered this baseball program for so long and you're from Baton Rouge and you remember, you know, really what it was like growing up in the 90s here, and, you know, to hear people talking about this team before they had ever thrown a pitch of, you know, best of all time, most talented, you know, the deepest, you were like, well, I mean, let's pump the brakes before we start crowning, you know, LSU baseball teams. I mean, that's a pretty storied, you know, place to be just saying before anything happens that this is the best. Mike, you know, 18 games in, it's tough to really argue on just how good they are. I mean, they've lived up to everything. They're as good as I've ever seen on the pitching aspect. Defensively, they've improved. I think that's the story. You know, I mean, think about it. Last year, how much we talked about this program.
That's right.
Defensively, in series and games in which they'd cost you with a ground ball that would get through, or a throwing error, or, you know, something that would cost them in the field. And, you know, they've been nearly flawless from that standpoint. And obviously the offensive numbers, like you mentioned, I think you described Jay Johnson perfectly. Mike, he's psychotic about baseball. I mean, he's obsessed with it. He is a diehard recruiter. He loves the development part of the game. You know, I think he's a perfect coach for LSU, who understands the history and really takes advantage of, you know, the lore of the program and when he recruits it. I mean, you know, in hearing Paul Skeens talk about how he ended up at LSU, I mean, he said, by the way that Jay Johnson, you know, really sold it to me, I mean, I was just coming here to get ready for the pros. I mean, this place is like almost like a baseball heaven. You know, when you talk about everything that they have at their disposal, and, you know, the way that they travel, and the facilities, and, you know, Wes Johnson as the pitching coach, who they got from the Minnesota Twins last season. It's just it's a very much a perfect storm right now. I'm with you. I thought that they performed, you know, 25 of the 27 innings in College Station as the dominant team over there. They kind of let it slip away at the end. And obviously you want the sweep, but look, you wake up on Monday morning and still every poll in America has you number one. But the only team that did sweep, or one of the only teams that did sweep, Mike, you know, you mentioned Missouri taking care of Tennessee.
Yep.
It was Arkansas.
That's,
you know,
it.
Arkansas had a really good weekend versus, you know, Ole Miss, like you said. And, you know, they're coming into Baton Rouge. So the first, you know, one of the things that's great about this team, Mike, and about this schedule in the SEC is you're going to find out. You know, look, you play Texas A&M in the opener. You got Arkansas and Tennessee coming into back-to-back home series. And then you take off to South Carolina in the first weekend of May. So there is nowhere to hide here in this league, as you know. And LSU is ducking from no one. So within the first month, you'll find out really and truly if LSU is as much of a contender as we believe them to be, and as for real as advertised, because the league is throwing the gauntlet at them here pretty early.
Jordy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Tell everybody where they can catch you.
Appreciate it, Mike. We're on YouTube Monday through Friday. Jordy Collada Show is where you can search us. But the easiest way to find us is if you're on social media, and any social media platform, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you can just search at Collada Show, and you'll find all the content and the easy way to get to us. So, good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks, Jordy. Appreciate it always, bud. Take care. That was Jordy Collada from the Jordy Collada Show, covering all LSU sports out in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.